Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you, as always, by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team today. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Eric Bickle, celebrating a Commanders win. But now we're going to start to shift the conversation to Detroit. They get past the wild card round of the playoffs. Now you're in the divisional round. You'll go on the road to take on the Detroit Lions, who are a big-time favorite. I put up our Surfside poll of the day. That's right, our Junkies poll is brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories with zero carbonation for easy sipping. Find Surfside at your local bar and in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. The poll is this: do you give the Commanders a good chance to beat the Lions in the divisional round of the playoffs?
What do you define as good? 40%?
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends on your personal definition. But
yeah, but what do you think?
Here's what I would say a good chance is. Here's what's not a good chance: thinking that a team's unbeatable. That's not a good chance, right?
Yeah.
So I do think it is a winnable game for the Commanders. I'm not saying it's likely, but it is a winnable game based on what I've seen from Detroit's defense the last month and a half. They've given up a lot of points. Now, the Minnesota game was an impressive performance by them.
Yep.
And they definitely deserve to be the favorite. They got this great offense. But I think if you follow the same script that you used in this game, which was dominate the time of possession, run a lot more plays than your opponent, you have a chance.
Of course.
But that's easy.
Like you got to do that, though.
Yeah,
like a realistic chance.
Jahmyr Gibbs is a superstar, and looks like David Montgomery could come back for the game.
He could come back.
So they have a really good 1-2 punch at running back. They've got Amon-Ra St. Brown. They've got an emerging star,
Jameson Williams. They got a nice tight end.
Yeah, I mean, they've got a signal caller.
Put it this
with 37 touchdowns.
They're just
this past
explosive.
Season.
We're going to need some good fortune.
The Commanders didn't punt yesterday, though.
Yeah.
If you have another game, I know it's unlikely, you have another game when you don't punt, I think you have a good chance to win.
Well,
so
sure.
To answer the question, I would vote, and you can vote at Chunks Radio, I would vote yes, you have a good chance to beat
but it's gonna need
the Lions.
And I'm picking us, because I think there's something special about this team. They not only remind me of the 2018 Caps, they kind of remind me a little bit of the 2019 Nats. They have to play almost a perfect game, though.
I don't think
they can go out there and punt and let them just have possession after possession.
Yeah.
So they could definitely win this game, and I'm picking us, but it's going to take another masterful effort.
I know they won with 2.5 yards per carry against Tampa. I don't think that happens against Detroit. I think the running game, whether it's Jaden leading them like he has basically for the last
Robinson
month plus,
will have a better game. Yeah.
Somebody has to step to the forefront and have a better rushing game.
I don't know where Detroit ranks and against the run versus what Tampa was, but I would say now that you're in the divisional round of the playoffs, I'll give anybody a chance.
No, you have everybody has a chance.
Once you get to this.
But good. He said good chance. What do you describe as a good chance, you personally?
I think if you, like he just said, if you keep the ball, you have long sustained drives, and you win the time of possession battle, you got a really good chance. Not saying you're going to win, even if you do
I
that.
I agree.
I think if you turn the ball over at all, they're probably dead. So I'm not saying they got to play a perfect game. They got to play a similar game as last night.
They got to score something, or at least have long drives every time.
Yeah.
And then you've got to get good fortune. You know, we got to get maybe a strip sack. You know, blindside golf or something.
Mm-hmm.
Get maybe a tipped ball interception. You know, kind of like the Baker play. Kind of like the other Baker play where they kind of hesitated on, and that screwed up their fourth down.
But it's hard to bet against them now because they've won 13 games, and a lot of them they do the right things late and they're catching some breaks. It's hard to say they're going to lose the game because even though they're playing a better team in terms of total points and record and all that, it's the divisional round.
Well, I think you're an idiot to guarantee a Commander's win. I think you're an idiot.
Oh, yeah.
But I think you're also an idiot if you guarantee a Lions win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
EB, if you toss out the Vikings game, And I know you can't toss out the Vikings game. That's the last game the Lions played, moron, and they were loser, excellent in that game.
I know. I've looked through these.
The week before, Purdy threw for 377 yards against them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the week before that, Caleb Williams threw for 334 yards against them.
Well, and how many? I mean, he's Josh Allen, but how many did Josh have? That
and the week before that, yeah, Josh Allen threw for 362. So that's three straight quarterbacks.
And then what about Jordan Love in the week before that?
All right, you want to go that? 206.
One of their top corners, Terry and Arnold, suffered a foot injury in the game against the Vikings.
Yes.
So we don't know if he'll be 100%.
You know what I would love to
that do? That defense can be had is the point, and quarterbacks, particularly in that three-game stretch, Buffalo, Chicago, and the 49ers, all threw for over 300 yards against
him. And on the rushing side, in the last game, Minnesota rushed for 120 yards on 19 carries. So they were ripping off a pretty good clip against that defense.
It's a weird game. Like, Minnesota, I mean, Kevin O'Connell kept going. He was doing the Dan Quinn bit. He was refusing field goals and was going for it on fourth down, and they just weren't having success.
Right.
I mean, you look at that game, they were 0 for 3 on fourth downs, and I think all three times they could have kicked a field goal.
Because I think O'Connell knew that eventually the Lions were going to score.
Yeah.
He knew the Lions were going to start putting up points. So I think his mindset was, I can't settle for field goals here. Like, I've got to get 7 instead of 3.
Dan Campbell was talking to the local media about some of those injuries. He said that Arnold and guard Kevin Zeitler, they both suffered injuries in that Viking game.
Mm-hmm.
He apparently was very positive about those guys. He didn't say they're definitely back, but he was positive. David Montgomery, he was very positive, so he may be back. He's not a lock. They've got a rookie defensive player, Ennis Rakestraw, who apparently will be back. He suffered a hamstring injury, I think, a couple months ago. The guys who will not be back, Derek Barnes, linebacker, will not be back. Carlton Davis, cornerback, will not be back. Aiden Hutchinson suffered that leg injury, will not be back. So they're going to get a couple guys back, but Montgomery would be the big one.
I'm terrified of Lattimore trying to cover Jamison Williams. I just think his speed is going to be a real issue.
Why would they put him on him? Why would they put him maybe on?
I think Sanders still might take Amon-Ra St. Brown because he plays a lot out of the slot. I'm just guessing. I don't know.
We were talking about injuries. The injury report.
Would you feel comfortable with Lattimore covering Amon-Ra St. Brown?
I'm not comfortable with Lattimore against anyone.
Right.
And I've been saying that for a couple weeks.
No, here's the big one is Jahmyr Gibbs. He's not just a good runner.
Right.
He catches balls.
Yeah.
He's probably caught 60 balls. He's a threat every time he touches it.
We were talking about injuries. The injury report is presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. Daron Payne suffered that finger injury against Tampa Bay last night, but returned in the second half. After the game, he posted a gruesome picture of his hand injury. Mm. Payne's finger was separated from the rest of his hand on an x-ray. His status for Saturday against the Lions unknown.
So
the
hold
Center
on. Did he
for
did
Advanced
return?
Orthopedics. Yes. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing. You visit cfaortho.com.
I don't
have
think
you
he
seen
returned into the game.
JP said he returned.
I don't believe so. I don't recall
I
seeing
didn't
him
see
after
him
he
either.
Went off with the injury.
I know. JP keeps saying he returned. He returned.
I'm just reading what Drab gave me.
All right. I didn't see him. Maybe he did, but I didn't see him.
I didn't see him either.
Let me see.
He didn't look like he was going to come back.
Have you seen the Instagram photo?
No, but I mean, I could tell he dislocated it.
Was it a dislocation or a break?
I don't know.
Hey, I already saw.
Either way, I feel like he
already saw blood streaming out of Jaden Daniels' face. I don't need to see a guy's finger removed from his hand.
Right.
I can only handle so much.
Right. I gotta get.
Well,
props.
They're gonna need him to contain the Detroit Lions running game.
Well, yeah, they're gonna need everybody, and they're gonna need everybody. I gotta give props to Johnny Newton, who made a couple big plays, and I didn't even know the guy Holmes. I don't even know that.
Yeah, he made at least one big play or two,
and you know
he's an end of the roster guy.
It was kind of the bend but don't break bit again, sort of, you know, which I hate. But again, there's something magical about this. I would love to know, and it'll never happen, but I would love to know at this point in where he is in the season, like what is Jaden's when they're grading him. On decision making,
grading Jaden.
When they're grading Jaden on his decision making, like I feel like he's almost perfect. Now he should have probably threw that one quicker to Bates, and he looked off him. Remember in the end zone, and he ended up throwing in the dirt because he just didn't really have him. He waited too long, so that was probably not a great decision there. But
I would also say throwing to Bates is never a good decision. But that's just personal bias.
I mean, Bates was open, but then he waited too long. But I don't know, man. I feel like his decision making has been almost flawless. His execution hasn't been flawless, but his decision making, I feel like, has been amazing.
His QBR was an 80.
Who did he throw it to when he scrambled in the end zone to the right and he threw it back across his body? Was that to Ertz? That was a great play.
Yeah, I think it was.
That's Ertz. A play where if you don't have wheels like Jaden Daniels or Lamar Josh Allen, you can't make that play.
Yeah.
You're never going to escape the defender in the end zone and buy enough time to find a guy breaking open.
And I think he throws over the middle just enough to keep you honest. You know,
yeah.
Belichick has made a point of saying that he still doesn't throw over the middle a lot. Okay, maybe he throws more down the sideline than others. He throws a great deep ball, and he makes tight window throws.
When he threw the one over the middle across his body, I was like, no! And then the guy was wide open. I was like, okay, that's a solid play.
You understand why.
Yeah, yeah, I got it.
Well, the first
heart was in my throat.
And I think it was on third down, the third down conversion to McLaurin down the left sideline early.
Yeah.
Oh, that was what a catch.
It was a beautiful throw and a beautiful catch.
We didn't capitalize on it, I don't think. I don't think we came away with any points, right? Because we went fourth down, I think. I don't think we capitalized on it when Terry made that amazing catch. Like that Willie Mays catch.
Yeah.
So many things happen. It's sometimes hard to remember.
I don't think we capitalized on that drive, actually.
Yeah, we didn't. That was the one where we went for it on fourth down.
Right. But it was incredible.
Yeah, you're right.
Going back to the question, all right, good. I define good as a reasonable chance, all right? If you wanted to use a different word, do they have a reasonable chance to win? I would say yes, because I don't see Detroit's defense shutting down the Commanders' offense. Now, maybe the Commanders will punt a few times, but in this game, I don't see why that can't transfer over to this. Like, they didn't even have a running game, right? And maybe you just abandon it. But I just mentioned these quarterbacks that had a lot of success against Detroit. Unless they get Hutchinson back, I'm not scared of the Detroit defense.
He's not going to be there.
I know they picked up. Did they pick up Za'Darius Smith?
Yes.
Yeah.
They picked up Za'Darius Smith.
But I think he got banged up recently too. I'll have to look at his injury status.
But it's not this scary defense that's going to shut your offense down. I know they did against the Vikings. Maybe that'll happen, but I don't think that's likely. So the larger challenge is, how do you stop the Lions?
I think all the pressure in the world is on Detroit. They're playing at home. They got 15 wins. This is supposed. Oh, totally they're supposed to be the team of destiny.
Everyone expects them to win.
Everyone expects them to win. You know, at some
point, it's all gravy now with the Commanders.
At some point, I got to believe Jared Goff's going to turn into Jared Goff.
And we should.
At some point.
Well, Jared Goff's a good player.
He threw two picks in the game against the Vikings.
That's the one thing he can do. He can give you the ball.
Yeah.
But when they get the ball, they're just so explosive, they can score quick.
They have great players.
You know, they can score quick.
We've confirmed Ron Payne did play on the last drive.
Okay.
So he did come back in the game, though he suffered that gruesome injury. All right, so what do you think? Do you give them a good chance? 800-636-1067. You can vote on our poll at Junks Radio. I know early on it's only been up for a couple of minutes. It was about 50-50. So that means it's a winnable game. We'll take your calls next here on a Victory Monday, brought to you by Chenega Miles, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com. So I just saw this nugget. Somebody tweeted us from Brian Manning, who I believe writes for Commander's Wire.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And it was about Ben Johnson.
Yep.
I think this came out, maybe this came out last year, and I'm just seeing it now, but that Ben Johnson apparently was turned off by the Commanders' new owners. Thought they were basketball guys and weren't really football guys.
I think that's from last year.
From last year, but maybe it's a bit of a stick at the Ben Johnson game, EB.
Oh, that's a good subplot.
I kind of like that. Good. F him. I mean, okay, so I get it. Josh Harris is a basketball guy. He's also a hockey guy. He's also a soccer
guy. Yeah, I do it all.
He's
Josh
a money
Harris.
Guy.
I've got a lot of money.
And then
money
they had Bob Myers.
I mean, got a lot of teams.
That's why. And I guess you had Magic.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what? Maybe he's on to something.
Maybe he is. By the way, I missed this last night before the game. Did anybody see the lead singer from Cheap Trick sing the anthem? Because he was getting destroyed on Twitter. No. Now, I missed it because my kids saw it. They said, they were like, who's Cheap Trick and why is this guy singing, singing the anthem? And I guess Robin
Zander. How can you not know Cheap Trick? Didn't they sing The Flame?
They sang The Flame.
Yeah, in their prime.
Dream Police. I mean, they were silly back in the 70s
and 80s. People love to kill people. I think it was a week before. Jimmy Charles. It. Sang before the Ravens game, he got killed.
Right.
They killed my man Jimmy Charles.
Yes.
If you can find
social media said he was terrible.
If you can find the anthem from last night, I'd like to hear it.
I saw him do it at the Maryland game where they played in Tennessee in Nashville.
I mean, don't kill me. It's social media just attacked him since he couldn't sing.
What happened to Jimmy Charles?
It did sound bad. But Jimmy said, and I've seen him perform live. He doesn't sound like that live. He said ESPN had a bad mix. he said, like, if you're at the game at the stadium,
and sounded fine.
Yeah, and then there were a bunch of people that said that, and then ESPN had a bad mix, or they took the wrong feed or something.
Maybe it's true. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, Cheap Trick, maybe the guy just can't sing anymore.
I'm a Jimmy Charles guy. 72 years old.
Right.
I mean, your pipes start going before you hit 72, so I'm guessing that's part of the issue.
All right, so we were talking about the Lions matchup and whether you think they have a good chance. For much of the season, the Lions have had kind of almost an unbeatable image. They ended up winning 15 games. They were the one seed in the NFC. But do you give Washington a good chance to knock them off and pull off the upset?
I give them a reasonable chance.
Yeah.
Like if you say good, like if that,
I don't give
to me, it's like 40%. I consider that good. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like close to 50, you know, I think we got a good chance.
So what's reasonable?
I'll knock it 30%? Down to decent chance. I'm going to go with decent.
Okay.
Which to me is like 30-35%. Which isn't bad.
There's a lot of pressure on
Detroit.
I think
the ESPN predictor has it at 72-28 right now in favor of the Lions.
I think
they're a 9.5-point. They're a 9.5-point dog.
Right.
I think the Lions are like minus 400 on the money line. That's a significant favor.
By the way.
But it's the divisional playoffs. You're down to the final four. We'll see what happens tonight. Final four in the NFC. Anything can happen.
Big hat tip clap to the execs, the TV execs who put the game on Saturday night. Instead of Sunday night.
That helps a lot.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I may have a personal dilemma because I'm scheduled to fly to LA on Friday to go to UFC, which is on Saturday.
Okay.
All right. Now, I could probably watch most of the Commanders game before going to the Intuit Dome.
Mm-hmm.
If it's held in LA, Dana White said he might move the fights to Vegas.
Oh. Either way, it's a 3-hour time difference. Both places.
Yeah.
So you'll be okay. And you can watch on your phone if you had to.
But I have flights to L.A.
Oh. Yeah. Well, that's a separate issue.
You're praying it stays in L.A.
What? That's a separate issue.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
If it moves to Vegas, I guess I would get tickets to Vegas.
Here's what he's going
to
do. Those L.A. tickets, he's going to eat them. He's going to eat those tickets.
Well, I'm going to be in Raleigh. So I'm going to be in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'll be watching the game at some freaking terrible hotel.
Mm.
But it's fine. Thank God. It's better than being...
You'll have your wife and your daughter?
Yes.
So BT of you? Dubs. Yeah. Guess who's the play-by-play? I believe it's Tom Brady.
He has the call.
Well, it's a Fox game, isn't it?
I would assume.
I think so.
Yeah, I think it's Tom Brady and Kevin Burkhardt.
He's so mediocre. This is the last
I watched him. I watched the entire Eagle game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
He's just mediocre.
Yeah.
He doesn't stand out.
I agree.
There's nothing special.
There's nothing special.
There's literally
about
nothing special.
They're
about
all bad, aren't they?
I mean, kind of, maybe.
It literally doesn't matter. Just show me the action on the field.
By the way, Jim Nantz did his 500th game this weekend.
That's impressive.
His first game was 1988.
Yeah. He's starting to age a little bit. He's looking a little, you know?
Yeah.
All right, just real quick around the room. Yeah. So I'll say good chance just because that's how I wrote it in the poll. You say decent chance.
Decent.
EB says reasonable chance. Are you a no chance?
Limited.
Limited chance.
Limited.
All right, let's go to the phones.
You know, I love that. Stay on brand.
I'm going to stay on brand.
Stay on brand.
Look, I told everybody I was hoping I was going to be wrong about last night, and I was. Right. That's good.
Right.
Nobody ever really wants to be wrong. There's nothing better than hyping up another playoff game for a week.
Right. All right, let's go to D in Beltsville. D, what's up?
Good morning. Good morning, Junkies. How are you?
Great.
Now, I agree with all of you, except for that limited.
Right. Okay.
Right.
That one I'm not going to agree with. But at this point, it's anybody's game. Once you reach the playoffs, you've earned it. So there's nobody here, nobody there. What I can say is the Commanders, because you know I'm a Commanders fan, you have to eliminate the penalties. You have to make all those unnecessary penalties and all that stuff. You have to make sure you do not do that. Another thing.
Well, they cut down the penalties in the recent game. They cut it down to 5, which is good.
You can work with that.
Exactly. Let's keep it up. And another thing I keep saying it over and over again, protect the quarterback. Because as we proceed, being as good as Jay Daniels is, other teams know that.
No doubt. And I'll tell you, in the first quarter, first two possessions, you're watching that and you're going, they better figure this out. Because he's like under duress every throw.
There's no way down with a Band-Aid, a boo-boo.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, come on now. Like, moving forward, these other teams, that's the first thing they're thinking about in their heads. Let's get that quarterback. Because they know, he's really the key.
A lot of people thought, thank you, D. A lot of people thought that they were maybe taking unnecessary shots. Like, they were actually trying to take him out of the game. That's what a lot of people were tweeting.
I think defenses do that, not just with Jaden Daniels. I think they do it with a lot of quarterbacks.
They were really physical.
Yeah.
And they were bringing so many different blitzes. I mean, Todd Bowles was living up to his reputation there in that first quarter or so, and kind of throughout the game. But I will give, again, they made some sort of adjustments. I'm not sophisticated enough to tell you what they were, but we seem to be able to pick up most of it. And then also Jaden just started taking the game under his own, just under his own power. It just started taking off.
The scrambles, and also they employ a lot of quick passing.
Yeah, which is a counter to it.
You know, the screen to De'Ami Brown, quick slant to Terry McLaurin, a lot of that, screen to Eckler, screens to B-Rob.
But by the same token, I thought Baker had a lot of time. We did pressure him a few times, and you could tell they were trying to make an effort to bring him down. He still escaped a few times, but I saw those guys were working so hard to get home. You could just see it, and thankfully they did just enough to pull it off. Let's go to Tailgate Ted. Tailgate, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, were you there, Ted?
He was there.
Were you? Of course he was there.
Yep.
I'm still here, Lurch. I'm still here.
Yeah, lucky you.
I'm at the airport right now, but Cakes, apparently EB is not the biggest fan anymore. You want to go to Detroit with me? I got an Airbnb.
Why am I not the biggest fan?
Aren't you going to Carolina this weekend?
I mean, I have to. I have family obligation.
Pretty simple.
No, I get it. But it's a divisional game. Let's go to it. Come on.
Cakes will go.
I mean, how long?
It might be fun.
Cakes will go.
I mean, Detroit in the dead of winter.
You could go to Greektown.
Okay. I mean, it's fine.
All right, but I'm just saying.
I'm sure Ted's going to have a great time. He'll latch onto a tailgate somewhere there in Detroit.
You just hung up on him.
I didn't mean to. I'm just trying to move on. But
Ted's a grinder, man. He just follows the team wherever they go.
So his tailgate, is he going to pay for your ticket? No.
I probably not.
Right, he got the Airbnb.
I mean, what is he, a billionaire? just going to every game? He's going to give me a free roll?
It seemed
roll?
Like he's inviting you, though.
It did seem like an invite.
I mean, if he's inviting you, that means he has a ticket.
Hey, let's go together.
He 100% is inviting him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he's free rolling me.
If he gave you a ticket for you, would you go travel and spend the weekend with Tailgate Ted?
I'm going to give it a soft maybe.
Really?
A soft maybe.
Hey, that's not a no.
Hey, that's more than
it's not a no. Saying. It's not an outright dismissal.
If Ted wanted a legit yes, he should ask Mar.
Mar
would go with him.
In a heartbeat. How many Zins last night? Were you just going through the Zins?
So many.
Yeah.
I mean, I was stressing over the game, but I mean, it was awesome.
Did you have all the boys watching?
Yeah, we were all locked in. Yeah. And, some of them were a little sad because one of my roommates, Steelers fan, they took the L. Other one, Packers fan, they took the L. So I had to bring us home.
Double-decker Zins, one of the top and
triple
bottom?
Triple-decker, quadruple-decker.
No, you weren't quadruple-decker.
No, not actually. Yeah. just one at a time.
He was stress dipping so hard, probably.
All right, let's go to Dave in Stanton. Dave, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning. Glad to be on. First-time caller.
Thanks, man.
So I put on there a slim only because I think, like several of you have said, it might take almost a perfect game. But what I wanted to mention was it's so nice to be proud to be a Washington fan again.
Totally.
I was comparing it to, you never saw a Cowboys jersey the last 6-7 weeks of the season, right? You wear that Washington jersey whether we win or lose. but it was hard to put it on over the Snyder era because it was embarrassing.
It really
and so
was.
Win or lose, I mean, I only had us picked for 7-10 anyway.
Yeah.
So it's just nice to be proud and happy to wear
definitely
that jersey.
It's a good point.
It really was.
My son lives in North Carolina now, and he said he used to get goofed on when he would wear his Commanders gear out and about. Like, literally, people would be like, oh, trash franchise you for. Pretty good team you root for.
Yeah.
Now it's a little bit different.
Totally
wearing that
different.
W out.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
Thank
I mean, it really is true. You see more gear than
so
ever.
So much more.
I think it's fair. I think I'm wearing the hottest jersey in the NFL, right?
I mean,
at one point, it was the hottest selling.
It's got to be up there.
I'm not saying, he's the MVP.
It's
got to
be top
anything,
five.
But it's, as far as the new young guys, who's selling more jerseys than Jaden Daniels?
I do like it in the black, too.
In the black is fire.
I know a lot of people are like, hey, it looks just like the Steelers in uniform. Blah, blah, blah.
No, this one might be the best.
It's pretty damn good.
I think this one might be the best. And I like the white. I like the, but this might be the best. I was kind of anti-black at first. This is a fire.
It's growing on you.
Yeah. Let's go to Mo in D.C. Mo, what's up?
What's up, Jump?
Hey, buddy.
Hello, Mo.
What do you think, man?
Hey, listen, guys. A year ago, if anybody told you we would be in a position right now, I would have told you we're lying. We playing with house money.
Yeah, 100%.
We playing with house money.
Yes,
100%.
Correct.
Free rolling.
True.
So listen. It's all butter from now on. I love the direction the team is in. So listen, let's just enjoy the ride and have fun, man. Listen.
Yeah, no, 100%.
I think you're right. We're listening.
We're listening.
We are.
Trust me, we're listening. We're with you.
Have you had some drinks this morning?
All these bandwagon guys, the bandwagon is full. We got no more room. I'm a lifelong fan.
Right.
Lifelong listener. Stop playing. Let's bring it back. Bring it back to D.C. Bring it back to D.C. And that's it.
You don't want the bandwagon fans? Why? We'll take them. The more the merrier.
Listen, I'm a lifelong fan, so I got guys that jump on and jump off from year to year. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm not like that.
Right.
I'm too real for that.
I'm with you. I think we get along well,
Mo. I listen to you guys every morning. I know my friends.
All right. Thank you, Mo. Thank you, buddy. Be safe, pal.
All right, guys.
All right, man.
That's is funny. The other Mo still banned?
You'd have to ask
still in suspension.
Ask the gatekeeper.
No, it's been 2 weeks. You can call in. His dad called earlier.
What did Mo do wrong when I was away?
It's too much to get into it. He broke the rules.
He brought up the in a DM, he brought up the Seahawks being eliminated from the playoffs.
He tweaked him in a moment of weakness.
Oh, he broke and Drab says he broke the rules.
Broke the rules. There are rules. This is a society we live in.
You troll me off hours, you can get suspended.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Let's go to Drew in D.C. Drew, what's up?
What's going on, fellas, man?
Hey,
like I said, victory Monday.
Yeah. Play that music, Kate.
I just want to say, man, hey, with the way the team play, man, they always got a chance. But I just say with the offensive line, the center and that guard play, I stopped counting at 10 how many – blocks they whiffed on, especially on their fourth and one and a running play. They just getting too much penetration. But overall, man, with the adjustments, we got a good chance to win. As long as we sustain the drives, man, and hey, house money, but still is money, man. So let's go get this, man. Y'all keep up the great work.
All right. Thank you, Drew. Appreciate it, buddy. It just makes everybody happier.
Of course.
Yeah, you can just
makes your week better. And no matter what happens, it's just, it would have been kind of sad if you get, like, smoked in the first round or something.
Right.
It's kind of a damper. But when you win, and now look, we're 2 wins away from the Super Bowl.
I know.
Yeah.
They're two wins away from the Super Bowl.
1 win from an NFC championship game. If somebody said that to you in, like, April, they're going to be 2 steps away from the NFC title.
I still can't
fathom. Their faces.
I still can't fathom that they're 13-5.
I can't either. But here's what I can fathom. And believe it or not, I actually can fathom this. I might be able to manifest it.
Mm-hmm.
I could see Jaden Daniels hoisting a Lombardi trophy. I could see it.
This year?
I couldn't have seen it before, but like right now,
yeah,
I can see it. It wouldn't be it's an incredible achievement, but it wouldn't be, it's not implausible to me. Like, I think he's special. And I've said it all
he
year.
He is. He definitely is.
I have never wavered.
But to win 3 games against
It's improbable.
Much better teams than you beat in the regular season. I think it's very difficult.
It's very difficult. But he's worthy of it. It's not like some other quarterbacks, who just maybe manage a team and they get a super. He's worthy of it, and he's good enough that he could carry this team. Now, it's going to take luck. It's going to take luck. But he's worthy of it.
And it might not happen this year.
It's hard to win a Super Bowl when you're riding pretty much one guy.
I agree. They are pretty much riding one guy.
That's pretty much what they're doing.
They're pretty much doing
it. Oh, him and McLaurin.
800-636-1067 is the number. Remember, coming up at 9 o'clock, we'll talk about Marshawn Lattimore a little bit and his struggles with the former corner Fred Smoot, former Washington cornerback. He'll jump on at 9. And Joe Theismann at 9:25. Keep it here. On a Victory Monday, brought to you by Chenega Miles, 2024 Top Workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com. All right, so yesterday we saw Dan Quinn and the Commanders go for it on fourth down 5 times.
Yep.
They converted 3 of those 5 times, but I want to go through each of the fourth downs with you and put on your coach's hat, put it on backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me what you would do in these situations, all right? Hindsight is 20/20. We understand that. But yeah. I just kind of want to go through your feelings going through these fourth downs. So the first one was in the very first drive.
Correct.
They're down 3-0. It's 4th-and-2 on the Tampa Bay 20.
Yeah.
They decide to go for it. EB's walking in, so I'll set the scene for you, EB. I want you to put your coach's hat on and tell me what you do in each of these 5 situations. So you're down 3-0. It's the first drive. You're on the 20-yard line of Tampa. So that would be a 37-yard field goal if you decide to kick it. They decided to go for it. Incomplete pass.
What was it?
3-0.
4th and 2. Yeah, it was 4th and 2.
I was fine with it.
It was an incomplete pass to Eckler.
I guess early in the game, it's okay. But I feel like if you're going to go on a nice drive, 7 plays, roughly 50 yards, get something out of it.
I'd rather get the points.
It's not like you were down 7-0, you're down 3.
Right.
It was early. I was okay with it. But I'm a conservative guy, but I was okay with that.
Okay.
All right. So, second situation, it is still a 3-0 game, and it is 4th-and-1 at the Tampa 23. They ultimately give the ball to Eckler. He gains 2 yards. They complete that drive. It was that 17-play drive, which put them up 7-3. So you
almost never have a problem with a 4th-and-1.
4th-and-1 is
almost never have a problem.
4th-and-2, 4th-and-3, a little different. 4th-and-1, yeah, I guess I'm with you on that.
4th-and-1 with Jaden under center is stealing. Mm-hmm. So every time.
Yeah, okay.
Unless I'm on my 10-yard line. The field position has to be right.
They only went for 4th on one time that drive, correct? That was just once?
Yes.
Yeah. So they ended up scoring the touchdown.
Yes, right. That was the 17-play drive.
Yes. I mean, that's such a... Think about that. 17 plays. How many... Was it a 10-minute drive?
They were gassing the Tampa players. You could tell the Tampa players were winded.
9.
Just 9 minutes and 8 seconds.
Yeah, just under 10.
So the third fourth down that they went for was in the third quarter, and that was a 4th-and-5 at Tampa's 37. So in that situation, can kick a field goal, but now you're looking at about a 54-yard field goal.
What was it?
You're in no man's land.
4th-and-5. That's prime, Tampa 37.
That's prime no man's land. Doesn't make sense to punt. Long field goal, you miss it, then you give them good field position. I'm fine with going for
I was okay with it. Didn't love it. I was okay with it.
So in that situation, they hit Zach Ertz.
Remind me of the score at that time.
It's 17-13.
Okay.
I don't expect them to kick into the wind. So I
wouldn't try the field goal, but if you punt, maybe you pin them inside the 10. Maybe you get a fumble.
It was 13-10 because they scored on that drive to make it 17-13.
Okay, so you had the lead. Washington had the lead.
Trailing. We were down 13-10.
I think I might be botching.
No. They were not down 13-10.
No, you're right.
They were up 13-10. They were never trailing 13-10.
No, they got the ball back. They were losing 17-13. My bad.
Okay.
My bad. 17-13, they got the ball, and that was ultimately a drive which ended in the fourth quarter but started in the third quarter. So they went for it there. All right, so the last situation, or the last two situations – You're down, and you. This is before the fumble. They had fourth and goal at the Tampa 3.
Right. This is the one where it was infuriating because we couldn't punch it in, and we'd had quite. We, you know, it's been kind of.
They got first and goal at the 1.
Yeah, yeah. It's been kind of infuriating. This is the one that I had a problem with.
So this there the you're
one.
Down.
This is the
you
one
you can
I would
kick a field goal. You'd still be down a point, right?
Yep. This is the one I kick because my thinking is, even though they look like a juggernaut, they're moving the ball. Our defense isn't that great, so even if they score, they're probably just going to go for one. It would probably still be within a touchdown, and I felt like the game's still within reach.
Yeah,
so I was okay with it.
I might have botched.
I mean, I wanted to kick
the points before, but in this situation, it's 17-13, fourth and goal at the 3. With 14 minutes left in the game.
Go for it. Quinn's run all the analytics. He's got people in his ear. He knows that even if he doesn't go 100% with their goal to goes, if he gets 50%, it's still better than kicking or attempting 4 field goals.
Understood. But you also have to take game dynamics into account, I think.
The problem is if you keep this philosophy as you keep going through the playoffs, at some point it's going to bite you in the ass.
Yes.
And it hasn't bit him yet. But at some point, it's going to.
I think you got
to
pick your spots sometimes.
I don't think he's going to reverse course at this point.
And usually on, I don't think so either. But usually on the road, you got to take points at some point.
So what does Coach Bishop do?
Right there, I would have kicked it.
I would have kicked the field goal.
I think a lot of people would have kicked it.
Because you still have, 14 minutes? How much time was left?
Yeah, 14 minutes.
Yeah, you still got basically a whole quarter.
I like what his philosophy was when he said it afterwards, and I agree with it. It's fine. Be aggressive, but not reckless.
Yeah.
And I just think that we're teetering on reckless, but, you know, it worked out, so great. But he said,
they won the game, so it's fine.
Not reckless.
It worked out because in the next.
Like, I don't think you go for every fourth.
Right. 17-13.
It is something that we do. We practice a lot. We're, you know, something that is part of our game. A lot of it has to do with number 5. Mm-hmm. And sometimes he can make a play that takes place that was not the huddle call. by using his legs and doing that. Today, early on, we got stopped, I believe, on our first one. I'm not certain of that, but I wasn't going to stop us into that spot. We were going to be bold but not reckless. And I think that's who we are, you know, the whole season. But when you do get stopped early, you just have to stay the course knowing that, hey, keep your chin tucked and keep swinging, knowing that this is going to be a game that's going to go all the way down to the end.
And, of course, it works out for them because even though they didn't get it, 4 plays later, Baker fumbles.
That might have been divine intervention.
That was the key. Yeah,
that might have been divine intervention. I would agree. That might have been the fickle finger of God.
I actually think their offense coordinator was getting too cute because at that point in the game, Bucky Irving was actually starting to find his stride. Like, in the first half, they really bottled him up.
Yeah.
In the second half, the offensive line and Irving got going.
Well, we also didn't have Payne in there.
Payne was out.
Yeah.
And they got cute with the jet sweep, Cohen, and it was mistimed.
Cohen kind of botched it for him.
Got too cute.
Bickle. Liam Cohen kind of botched it.
Yeah. I didn't even know who that dude was.
But anyway, so they get the ball on the 13, and then there's another one. They go for the 4th and 2.
Yeah, 4th and goal, and that's at the Tampa 5, and you have the touchdown pass to Terry McLaurin. I almost felt like it was, like we saw this in the Vikings game with Kevin O'Connell. It was like, all right, we keep getting down here. It's almost a stubborn streak. Like, I didn't kick the field goal last time. I'm not going to kick the field goal here. And as Cake said, if you just hit 1 out of 2, boom, you got a touchdown. 2 field goals equals 6 points. 1 touchdown, 1 botch. Equals 7. Take the 7 over the 6.
They've done those numbers a million times.
They have.
They know the percentages. And look, Dan Quinn, he's clearly a risk taker.
Yeah.
He is not conservative.
Yeah.
So if you actually.
Well, and then in the Detroit game, they're probably going to have to do that a few times too.
Right. If you look at all of the fourth down situations, maybe you would have kicked a field goal in 3 of them, which would be a total of 9. They didn't. They got the touchdown, which was a total of 7. So maybe they, like when people go, oh, they left 6 points on the board. Well, but they got a touchdown in one of those situations.
Oh, no, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Look, it just worked out. Right now, we can question it, but we don't criticize. If they lost that game 23-20, it's a totally different story. We're criticizing.
Well, I mean, I said before, I'm not doing any like back stuff. I said before the snap, I'd kick it here.
Yeah. Valdez might be right. Maybe they were +8. because he says they scored touchdowns in two of those situations.
Two of the fourth downs, if they would have kicked the field goal and been conservative versus going for it and getting a touchdown, they ended up being plus eight. I take the third one as a wash because you got the fumble and scored a touchdown based off of the field position of going for it.
Well, you're minus three on the first drive, right? You're plus four on the second drive. You're minus three on one and plus four. It's plus eight, minus six. I see it as plus two, but I don't know.
It's just how you guys are verbalizing it, right? It's just how you're verbalizing it, I think.
Bottom line is, they have kind of philosophy. They're not going to just settle for like long field goals if they believe they have a makeable fourth down.
I like being aggressive. But I like what he said. Aggressive, not reckless. And the only time I was really upset, and it ended up working out, was, you know, where it was, whatever it was, fourth and three or whatever, and we ended up not getting it. Now, also in hindsight, Ertz was interfered with.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, the official even said it afterwards.
I don't know why.
So we probably should have gotten a call on it.
You mean right there in the end zone?
Yeah. I mean, that was interference. But, you know, you don't expect every call.
Coming up next, scheduled to join us is our pal Fred Smoot. Then we have Joe Theismann. We're celebrating a playoff win. First time in 20 years. It's a Victory Monday here on the Junkies, brought to you by Chenega Miles, the 2024 Top Workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com.